I want to change subjects here and talk about the weaponization of space. The U.S. has taken an interesting position. Clearly, I quoted an Air Force general, I think, last week, who said we have a lot of very important satellites that we could not afford to lose in a war or a conflict. And many other nations are beginning to build spacecraft capable of destroying our satellites. Therefore, we have to protect them. This is a big fight going on in Washington, indeed the world right now. Mm-hmm. Are we going to put weapons in space, or perhaps even as I suspect, do we already have them?
Well, I mean, Reagan started this with Star Wars, and it's interesting that Reagan was someone who had a personal experience, you know, with seeing a UFO, and he made the very famous statement at the United Nations, you know, hypothetically saying, what if we were suddenly facing an alien threat from outside this world?
Yes.
And that's the president who brought us Star Wars, and now we're talking about, you know, doing it again and going beyond because we're making breakthroughs with technology. So I wonder, is it really the satellites? Is it really? And that's a good argument. I mean, you can definitely believe that because if someone starts taking out our satellites and our telecommunication systems go down, we're easier to take out. But also the incredible amount of UFO appearances all over the planet just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I got to wonder if what Reagan said, you know, and imagine if he said that at the United Nations, what did he say behind closed doors? And, you know, is that why we're going to, you know, forward in weaponizing space?
And we are going forward, is that correct?
And apparently, yes. And apparently when Reagan was, you know, met the same resistance that we're meeting from China and Russia today, you know, they're threatening us if we go ahead with this because it starts the Cold War again. And yet, behind closed doors, Reagan was able to defuse that because he said, this isn't really about, we're worried about you guys. It's about the extraterrestrial threat. And once they all saw that, they sighed and realized there was a great relief that if the Americans aren't doing this to actually, you know.
You believe they bought that?
Well, considering the Chinese and the Russians are taking the UFO phenomena seriously in their universities and are studying
it. Okay, let's take it a step further. David, do you believe that President Reagan took them some kind of proof that this was so, that there was a common threat?
Well, it's funny when we all say proof. I mean, we have the Roswell samples. We have eyewitnesses. We have guys like Gordon Cooper who testified to seeing UFOs, and a lot of people don't even consider that proof. We have videotape, in which many people think can be faked, but when you see one of these things yourself, like you have, Art, you know, over the highway, the triangle that came down, and I saw the one in Berkeley in 1967, and Reagan saw one himself. When you see one, all the videotapes in the world suddenly look real to you.
Yes, but David, if I was the President of the United States and I was going to try to convince at that time Russia and now China that, don't worry, these weapons that we're putting up there, they're not because of you, they're because of this other thing, this threat from outer space. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect to be able to sell that to them, David, unless I had more than just words.
Yeah, I think one thing, if it was the President of the United States saying, look, I have seen one of these things myself, that would not necessarily suffice, but it would raise some eyebrows. But, it, you know...
David, I'd have to walk in with some kind
of... Yeah, and this is... I mean, I'm going to give you a case example here. Since, you know, my first film came out, Exploring the Invisible and the Ultraviolet and NASA Looking the Invisible... I got a call from a military guy who works in Space Command, which is a division of our military that uses satellites and looks at the Earth and the near space environment in all the spectrum of light, visible and invisible. And he cited incidences to me on the phone where a general marched in because they had an incident where on ultraviolet they could see these balls of light coming in towards the Earth, and then they did a U-turn and went out into space. Mm-hmm. And the general marched in, confiscated all the videotapes, and these guys all laughed because they said, we see these things all the time. Now, if they have that kind of evidence from military, you know, surveying satellite systems around our planet,
yes,
I think they could share that with the Chinese and the Russians and say, look, you know, there is something going on. We are being visited, and we need to protect the space environment of the planet, so we at least stand a chance in case.
All right, David, let's see what you know about this. I think most in the audience agree that these craft, or whatever the hell they are here.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we intervene? I mean, occasionally, individually, for example, I had a call, a week ago, a guy said that a UFO followed his truck, and he finally got so angry that this good old boy hopped out of the truck and took several shots at this UFO with a .357 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he shot at the UFO. That's an individual occurrence, I think, ill-advised. Are we nationally doing this? I mean, you know, it's ridiculous that our government say UFOs are not a national security threat.
Well, see, I think...
It's just crazy, David, because if they're flying in our airspace and we don't control them, they're a threat.
They may even be from another country and black ops programs from Russia or China or, God forbid, the Middle East. And that is a point that I brought up in the Venice UFO case. I phoned the FAA in the Los Angeles airport and said, you know, this thing is not a balloon. We've done balloon tests. Did you guys see this thing on radar? And the number one question is, why weren't you up there? This is post 9/11.
Why are we not intervening? We've
Every
never watched
thing.
The skies this carefully, as you point out, since 9/11. So what's up?
Yeah, and why aren't your jets up there chasing these things around? If we can see them, and people are videotaping them over Phoenix all the time, where are you guys?
Yes, and?
And that concerns me, because what if they're not from another planet? What if they are from another country, and they're probes, or they are advanced aircraft, and we're not up there?
So there can either be one of two answers. One, they're there, they know they're there, they know they can't do anything about it, or two, they're our own.
Yeah, and that's when you start to think, I don't believe we're that stupid. If something is in our airspace, it's either invisible to radar, which when their mass gravity effect is very low and translucent, microwave photons, which is what radar is, they just pass right through them like butter.